Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We know that, on the whole, the more people are educated about abortion, the more pro-life they are. Once in a while, though, we come across outspoken individuals who don't seem to care about the facts. They recognize the unborn child for what it is, and they still advocate for the right to kill, at any stage of pregnancy, this small human being. Take, for example, Anne Ferretti. Anne Ferretti is the chief executive of the British Pregnancy Advisory Service, the largest single abortion provider in the United Kingdom, and a woman who resolutely refuses to declare any abortion, at any time, for any reason, out of bounds. To pro-lifers, she is known for many things, but perhaps most infamous for her comment in a debate last fall over late abortions. Her opponent was trying to work backwards to make her say that by point X, surely everybody could agree abortion should be impermissible. Ferretti called his bluff and did him one better, or in this case, one worse. There is nothing magical about passing through the birth canal that transforms it from a fetus into a person. In other words, goodbye bans on late abortion, hello infanticide. And in many ways, she's one of the honest ones. She knows there is no difference between an unborn child and a born child, and she doesn't pretend otherwise. As sickening as it is to those of us who respect and seek to protect life, many understand that there's no difference, and they simply don't care. CNN.com gave her platform recently under the headline, "Why Anti-Abortion Activists Should Not Intimidate Women." To be fair to Ferretti, she never uses the word intimidate, but what she is grousing about is the implication that American-style tactics have come to England. By that, she means silent, peaceful, legal protesters outside abortion clinics who are willing to stand out in the cold and encourage women to find a better way. To her, this is polarization. She finds it polarizing that pro-life people can actively reach their message out to women who feel that abortion is the best choice. We know that killing an unborn child is never the best choice and shouldn't ever be considered as an option. And when we get a message of hope to mothers who have none, we make a difference, save lives, and perhaps most important to the abortionist, take away business from those who would kill unborn babies for money. Like most pro-abortionists, even though she can find no end point for abortions, Ferretti pretends that there are limits to abortion in England. The implication of her piece on CNN is that there are no abortions after 24 weeks. This is patently untrue, and she knows it. If the child is prenatally diagnosed to be less than perfect, it's open season on him or her. And even if she was correct, she would still be proudly advocating the killing of unborn children up to and past the point that they are capable of feeling pain during an abortion. Moreover, the British Pregnancy Advisory Service, she tells us, operates no abortion mills. Ferretti can name girls and women who come into the BPAS pregnant and leave pregnant. She did not offer numbers, but you know as surely as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, that like Planned Parenthood Federation of America here in the United States, likely only a tiny, tiny percentage of women coming into BPAS do not abort, making the British Pregnancy Advisory Service sound like a full-service women helping out would be laughable if it were not so cynical. Which reminds us yet again, pro-abortionists will say anything at the cost of the truth, unborn children, and mothers. That is why it is so vital that we keep ourselves educated and updated on the latest news, information, and statistics so that we can effectively counter outrageous and misleading claims.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.